Welcome to the Simple Sophisticate Podcast, where intelligent living is paired with signature style. I'm your host, Shannon Abels. And whether you're listening on your commute, exercising, working in the garden, or sitting down with a hot cup of tea or a cafe au lait, thank you for tuning in. Let's get started. Unforgettable moments. Let me just share a few of my unforgettable moments. And as I do so, start thinking about those that have occurred in your life that no matter how long ago, you will never forget them. So here are a few of mine. My first international flight at the young age of 20, all by myself. Some good, some scary, some completely foreign events happened along the way. After 27 hours of traveling, arriving to Western France, completely bleary-eyed and sleep-deprived, but oh, so memorable. Yet another unforgettable moment, a first kiss that came after much patience and nerves and excitement and in such a way that will never be forgotten. Or hearing those words, mind the gap, with my own ears while scurrying through the tunnels under the city of London, or sitting down for dinner with my editor for the first time and not realizing that 3 hours had passed before heading home. Moments like people, unforgettable moments, that is, like people, don't need to be perfect to be memorable. They don't have to be set in extraordinarily extravagant situations or places, although they can be, and they may seem perfect to us at the time. But often it is these moments which bring something to life inside of us that we've either dreamt about, had to work hard for, been extremely patient for, or which revealed to us a truth about ourselves that pointed us in the right direction, that up until that point, we weren't sure which way we wanted to go or which way we should go. Such moments are ones that we will never forget because they shape us. They shape us in a way that is so, it's not final, but it's so significant. And without those moments, upon reflection, we realize that's when a piece of ourselves came to be or came into fruition. And we appreciate these moments even more upon reflection as well. But we can appreciate them in the moment. We absolutely, absolutely can. Now, there is no way to know the people who we will be unforgettable to. To know that is to understand the inner workings of other people's minds and to understand and know every single outside experience that they have had. And that is absolutely impossible. But there are a few ways that we ourselves can be unforgettable to others. And I'd like to talk about five of those today, because while we won't be unforgettable to every single person we meet, the people that we will want to be unforgettable to, that will make a significant difference in our lives and maybe their lives, will find us unforgettable if we go about it in the right way. And there is no one perfect way, but there are some general things to keep in mind as we move forward. So let's get started. Why not be unforgettable? Number one, be yourself. This is where we ensure that not everyone will find us memorable. Certain personalities will click with ours, yet certain other personalities will completely clash. The only way, however, to leave a permanent memory is to consistently be who we truly are. Such consistency, much like a catchy logo or a brand that's been around for ages, begins to ingrain itself into our minds if it is regularly dusting us with its magic. Each time we show ourselves to people, if it's the same person consistently, we don't have to think about this because we're just being ourselves, we begin to remind people that, yeah, that's someone that I enjoy being around, or that's someone who makes me feel good or gives me motivation or something about that person that just I want to be around more. And that consistency is what's going to help you become more memorable and unforgettable in a good way to those around you. Number two is to be honest. Simply be honest. Sounds easy, right? It is, actually. One of my favorite aphorisms from Mark Twain is, quote, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember anything. So why not? It simplifies your life to simply be honest, right? But sadly, for too many people that we run into on a daily basis, there is a lack of honesty. They will say what we want to hear, they will avoid confrontation, or they will simply be a puppet or a robot and say whatever puts them in a flattering light. But the silver lining of that reality, of that fact, that may be frustrating initially, obviously, understandably, is that by being honest, we will be a refreshing anomaly to those who spend time with us. Not only will their respect for us grow, but it will be hard for people to forget it, to forget us. A yes man is a dime a dozen in this particular situation, but someone who speaks up against tradition or policy when something doesn't sit well with them, albeit making sure we do it in a tactful manner, that is what's going to receive or give notice to us. And it's not, we're not doing it to receive notice, but I think we forget that honesty is refreshing. It doesn't have to be always the good news, but it's simply people know, they can sense sincerity. They can sense it. And it is nice to be around. It is so nice to be around. Even if your honesty makes you feel like a fool or your feelings get stomped on or a colleague or a boss gets their nose out of joint, so long as you are speaking from the heart, adhering to your values, who knows when that right person will see your strength and gumption and offer you a dream position or an opportunity you've been waiting for. Or maybe even just simply someone will want to go on a date with you. Or more importantly, maybe simply someone will just hold you in high regard. Hold you in high regard. So that's number two. Be honest. Be honest. Number three is be thoughtful. Much like building a strong relationship, as we spoke about last week in the 11th podcast, being selfless and considerate of what someone may need or want is a near certain way to be remembered for all the right reasons. A simple email to a coworker to tell them you appreciated their hard work, picking up coffee or your friend's morning drink of choice when you know they're going to have a busy morning and won't be able to pick it up for themselves, sending a quick text to someone you care about, letting them know you're thinking of them, or simply giving someone a compliment, whether it's someone you know or most importantly, someone you care about and love. Simple little phrase about how they did something or what they're wearing or anything that will let them know you're aware, you took notice. This can mean a lot. Small or large, each thoughtful gesture makes a significant impact. And while it can be hard to do or remember when we have these busy schedules that we lead, being able to brighten someone else's day has an amazing effect of brightening our own as well. So when we can, and more often than not we should, slow down, take a moment, assess those people that you are connected to or connecting with and say, okay, what did they say in their conversations? What do they enjoy? What do they do? How can I help them? What are they up to? How can I support them? And do that. Do something, no matter how small. Number four is to be someone of quality. Be someone of quality. By refusing to be a follower, because being a follower of anything, of any capacity, is simply choosing a route of least resistance, basically. Unless you are purposely doing it, you have a goal in mind for why you're doing it, that would be an exception, obviously. But it's a way to play it safe when you don't want to be singled out or you don't know your own path. So instead, establish what you need in your life to function at your best, whether it's the food you eat, how much sleep you need, or the ethical standards you refuse to break. And on that same note, understand why you do what you do. Have a purpose, have a reason for the direction you are taking. In other words, live an examined life, as was discussed in our 9th podcast, How to Live an Examined Life. People don't all have to approve of the standards you set for your life or how you go about your business. In fact, if you are very resolute in what you and how you want to go forward, you probably won't have everyone agreeing with what you're doing. But your goal is not to ruffle feathers. Your goal is to live a life that best fits with your values, dreams, and priorities, right? So, but it, by knowing why you live the way you do, it's going to be easier to be who you are. It's going to be easier to make decisions. It's going to be easier to speak up or to go about your business, even when no one is traveling with you or few people are. Because no matter how hard you defend your decisions to someone who doesn't accept them based on their differing belief system, you'll never get them to see eye to eye. But so long as you know why you're doing what you're doing and you're at peace with it, you will leave many with an unforgettable impression that you are someone with thoughtful principles and resolute courage. That's number four. Be someone of quality. Last but not least is number five, be approachable. Be approachable. Part of being unforgettable is being able to, at some point, connect with people, right? So we can only make impressions if we actually have these opportunities and we take advantage of opportunities to interact with people. So when we present ourselves as a warm or welcoming person, whether it's with our smile, a laughter, or simply our body language, this will reveal to onlookers that it would be safe to interact with us, to speak with us, or to come forward and talk to us. And also, while we should never speak negatively of ourselves, showing that we are human from time to time, speaking about our mistakes or our oopses that we've overcome along the way and survived, makes us more relatable and far less intimidating. Another way we can connect with others is to share stories or anecdotes that personalize the conversation that we are a part of. This isn't necessarily about bragging or anything, but we'll know when the time is right, when we can slip in something that will share something about ourselves, reveal an interest, reveal an interesting moment, you know, that hopefully will open the door to let them share with us. But that, again, allows them to see that we're human, that we have crazy, amazing stories and oddly, I can't believe it happened stories, good or bad. And it's interesting to note that while statistics, and whether this, and this is a concept to use at work as well as it is just in your personal reactions outside of work. So when we're talking, we're sharing these stories, or we're trying to make a point about something, it's often been suggested that we use statistics or facts to prove what we are talking about or to support what we're talking about. But it's funny because studies have actually shown that numbers and statistics are only remembered after the fact by listeners 5 to 10% of the time, whereas anecdotes are remembered 50 to 65% of the time. So they're much more likely to be remembered, thus leaving an imprint on those that are listening. All right. Being unforgettable is not something we can know will happen each time we meet someone new. But rather than being that perfect persona or projecting a perfect persona, or being that yes man, or being that superficially nice person all of the time, why not be thoughtful but yourself? Considerate yet honest. You'll be far more likely to leave a positive impression in the eyes of those who you would want in your corner, even if you don't know who they are yet. And I'll leave you with this last thought. So we're moving forward. We're going to try to be this unforgettable person. And it shouldn't be something that is out of character. This isn't something, you're not trying to be someone different. You're just being yourself and you're letting yourself be free a little bit, letting your hair down. But interestingly enough, when we do this, people are more attracted to us. They want to be around us, the right people, the people that have similar interests or similar connections. Obviously, not everyone, as we just said, will. And conversely, we want to be with those people that are unforgettable to us, or spend more time with them, or communicate with them, or stay in touch with them, right? So this is when we begin to forge an opportunity to dive deeper into more significant relationships, whether at work or in our personal lives. And that's when the journey of life begins to open up and show its magnificence and show its beauty and its what it can offer. So while there is great risk in being ourselves, as we've talked about many times on this podcast, there are such great, amazing, rich rewards that can never truly be realized if we don't dive in to the truth of who we are and letting that shine. And I know you're going forward maybe, and you're a little trepidatious. I am too. I was, and I still am, but I'm trying. And if I'm trying, I know you can too. Thank you for tuning in to today's podcast. For all the show notes, links, quotes that we mentioned here, please stop by the blog www.thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast12, and you'll find all of the transcripts and everything that was mentioned. But don't forget to stay tuned for this week's petit plaisir for anyone who enjoys a little bit of mystery and classic Agatha Christie. You don't want to miss this. See you on the other side. Welcome back. This week's petit plaisir is a book that I love, and I am so excited to share it with you. It's a new book that came out, but it's about a classic detective that so many of us have come to know and love. Now, my reading material, first of all, I have stacks of books on either side of my bed. Most of the books have been partially read. This is kind of how I go about my reading. I will read part of the book and then get distracted because another book came out or something will happen in my life and I'll be interested in another topic entirely. And so I have all sorts of reading material waiting to be finished by the side of my bed. And often I dive into nonfiction during the school year because I just need books that I can jump in and jump out of with the little time that I have. But I do enjoy, for pleasure reading, because it's easier, mysteries, simple mysteries. And so I did pick up Agatha Christie's The Monogram Murders by Sophie Hahn that was released this fall. And as a fan of Hercule Poirot, the Belgian detective, I was anxious to see if she could pull off the voice that Agatha Christie had so long and carefully developed. And with the blessing of Agatha Christie's family, this book was published, and I can say with absolute certainty, you will hear that little Belgium detective's voice, n'est-ce pas? And you will hear all his little French quips and quotes throughout. She does a beautiful job, and it, especially if you've read the previous novels, obviously, and then seen any of the Agatha Christie on Acorn Television or PBS, you will be impressed. You will be impressed. I am confident in that. And it's intelligent. It's not an easy read, as far as you're not going to figure out immediately who or what's going on, as Agatha Christie did so well with her own penned books. But if you're looking for some easy reading in the evening or over a weekend, I highly recommend The Monogram Murders by Sophie Hanna. And if nothing else, after the 13th season, the final season of the films or movies, this will be a nice little extra that we didn't expect to be available to readers. You can find links to the book and a more detailed summary on today's show notes at the blog www.thesimplyluxuriouslife.com/podcast12. I hope you've enjoyed this week's petit plaisir, where each week ideas are shared to make the everyday all the more enjoyable. Tune in at the end of each Monday's podcast, where I'll recommend a book, a film, a recipe, or from time to time, introduce you to an expert who offers insight into how to live simply, luxuriously. Anything that is a simple pleasure to satiate your sophisticated taste. Thank you for tuning in to the Simple Sophisticate podcast. For more ideas and inspiration, stop by the blog, thesimplyluxuriouslife.com, or subscribe to the weekly newsletter, which arrives in your inbox every Friday to help you stay caught up on the most recent podcasts and blog posts. Until next Monday, bonjour!